Mr. Holloman calling.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Hello.
Ready.
Hello.
Hello?
Hi.
Want a quick rundown?
Oh, yeah, fine.
Hunt spent 4 hours with the grand jury. They gave him immunity. According to the report, he created no problems on anything he said. Sirica now changed his mind and is not going to hear McCord in court in a private session as he was planning to. He's instead going to subpoena him and send him directly to the grand jury, which he will probably appear at on Friday. They'll apparently issue the subpoena tomorrow for a Friday appearance. And the meeting in court tomorrow. Has the effect, among other things, of getting who would have reported to us out. Of course, he doesn't have an attorney at the grand jury.
I see.
But hopefully we'll then find another way to find out what's happening there.
How do they find out about the Hunt thing?
Hunt's lawyer.
Oh, I see.
Who reported to O'Brien. He wasn't there, so he's just going on what Hunt told him.
They gave him immunity, huh?
Yes.
He
didn't do anything with it.
Mm-hmm. Wonder why not.
He doesn't intend to, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
George Webster called John Dean and said that Baker's AA, Branson, had asked to see him today, and he had seen him. And the AA said again that he wants a link to the White House. Baker is not happy with the Kleindienst contact and wants to be in communication and be helpful. And Webster said it took him about an hour of sort of moving around to get this to come out. And Webster, he said, so who should I deal with? And Webster couldn't think of who to tell him, so he said Murray Chotiner.
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
And then we called John Dean and told him what he'd done.
Oh, boy.
Now, we're now in the position where Baker's AA thinks that he's supposed to handle his White House dealings with Chotiner.
Never.
We've got to get off that track.
Right. Do it with Webster.
Well, that's exactly my point.
Exactly.
I said that to Dean, and he said, because they don't think Webster's wired in. And I said, well, I can assure you Chotiner isn't wired in.
No, Webster. That's better.
And
yeah.
I think maybe...
Good.
What we ought to do, the only thing we can't see, Webster, he won't believe Webster. I think Timmons ought to call Branson.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And just say, I understand you've raised a question, and,
right.
and I
right.
gave you a bum tip on that, which is not his fault.
Right.
But the president wanted you to know that Webster's the guy to deal with.
Yes, that he's absolutely, we have no, that he would be absolutely clean of everything.
Now, Howard may feel he has to check that or something, but.
That Timmons can say on. On top of that would be the ideal man would be Webster.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
He's from Tennessee, of course.
Yeah. So the guy has some confidence in him, their rapport with him, because he comes to talk to him. And other things are, says he can't do what Mitchell and Magruder want him to, so he's trying to figure that one all out. And says we're in a sticky wicket, and I said, well, that gets back to the point of the need for a criminal lawyer, I suppose, doesn't it? And he sure does, and it's important that we get someone. And he came up with an idea, which is, why doesn't he hire one?
Well, I suppose so.
He's been named. Entitled on the basis of that, now that he's a principal, to seek counsel himself. And he wouldn't do it publicly. I'd bring a guy in, train him as counsel. And, if he gets a guy he can trust, then give him the story and ask him to help him out. And the problem is that guy will then know a lot.
I guess the problem we got there, Bob, is really the Dean now, isn't it?
That's one of them.
Yeah. Others, yeah.
They're crazy to try and stay with that anyway. Both of their... now it turns out that Mitchell has turned his diary over to that grand jury in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Which means the U.S. which means they can give it to Justice, which means they've got a record which also shows those meetings. That they said.
Well, it's that story that basically Dean and everything else can...
Everything else is all right.
I mean, he'll plead
that's
the...
That's all right as far as anything except the...
Their recollection.
The the disparity in the recollection of the two.
Mm-hmm. 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 Dean's story, I would say on Dean, well, I'm, at least that clears up. Then Dean isn't saying that he figures that he can't, he'd have to go all the way, in other words, on the whole, on all of his...
He doesn't know anything else.
I met on stuff afterwards and so forth and so on, which does involve the White House staff.
So he's trying to untangle that. No, he doesn't.
That he pleads the, he can do the counsel thing on that, can't he?
That's right. And he also, he said the more he looks at that, the more he needs to feel good about it. He thinks that, there again, he'd like to have some help.
Yeah.
Because he has a feeling that that may be all right, that it may all not be a problem.
Well, because...
I don't know. He didn't go into...
Maybe because... basically, because... Hunt's not saying anything. There it is.
Yeah.
McCord is not part of all that. He'll have a lot of hearsay.
Yeah, he may have some.
He'll have a lot of hearsay about it.
I think I'll get Timmons now and have him kill this guy and do that one right away.
Right away. Good God, that would be the worst thing in the world. Webster would be just perfect. Absolutely. And he has the, he's smart and he has the, Right, fighter, everything. What is Dean's feeling, Bob? As he says he can't stay with Mitchell and the other is what does he think they have to do? Is to just they just got to say that they were mistaken or they were
just leave it that there's a disagreement.
But he thinks that'll come out in any event.
Not sure, but he thinks it's inevitable because that's really the only area in which they can see the record of what they said, and they're going to ask him, was he in this meeting, and what was the subject of the meeting, and he's going to have to tell him.
His story can be, I'm not too Pollyannish about it, but I mean, the point is that particularly since they turned it off. In other words, when they talk about the prior knowledge and all that sort of thing, it depends on how they could simply say, well, that we just turned it off. We didn't figure that was knowledge at all. You know what I mean? I would think Dean would. Yeah, well, so he's going to. The point is, though, that what Dean now tells Magruder. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
that's
the link there that is rather weak. So, what would he do there?
I don't know. He left it that he had a problem.
Mm-hmm.
When I talked to Mitchell afterwards, he seemed to think John understood what the problem was, too, and then it could be worked. So.
Mm-hmm. He can't plead the thing on that.
I asked him that, and he said that he's going to think about that.
Yeah.
He doesn't see how, but he was going to work on that.
He could. We'll stand by him all the way on that, just to say that's a privilege, and he can deny any knowledge himself. I suppose that's his problem, Mr. Mitchell, in effect, Mitchell Magruder, they want Dean's recollection to be the same as theirs. Is that the problem?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he can't do that.
Company says there's too much fact that's otherwise, and which McCord may have.
Well, I suppose if McCord has that, then what does Magruder say? Did you raise that with Magruder today? Did Mitchell or anybody? You didn't get around to that sort of unpleasant thing.
McCord could have is he had prepared stuff for it. He wouldn't be able to prove of his own knowledge that he had used it.
Mm-hmm.
But he would know damn well in his own mind that happened, and that gives him a step up.
He prepared stuff for the meeting, you mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, I see why that's such a... I guess I don't understand this. That's why I would like to see him talk to a lawyer and make him work out on that, because it mm-hmm. seems to me it's not all that big of a problem.
Since they didn't approve it.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Yeah.
What we're talking about is approving the plan. But see that the way they answered the questions, they have said... cross that bridge.
Well, that's, I think, their concern.
Yeah. And I suppose Dean, too.
Did you see what Martha Mitchell did?
No.
Because that's what John's problem was.
She called somebody?
She called the New York Times.
Told him what? She
went through a whole thing of their framing John, and I'm not going to let them do it. And...
Not bad.
Stuff like that, and it got, she says they're not going to pin anything on him, I won't let them, and I don't give a damn who gets hurt, I can name names. She said they're trying to make a goat of him. The goat in the...
Who in the world do you think she's talking about?
Any idea?
I mean, no, what would you guess? I mean...
She also said that McCord was mugging their apartment or something. Mm-hmm. A few other things. I don't know who she would be.
Who the hell is she framing them?
Maybe Magruder. I don't know whether she... I don't know who Martha liked and didn't like.
Mm-hmm. Did he say what he was going to do, or just that he couldn't do anything about it?
And he said, I said, good grief. I hadn't seen the story, and he said, now you know why. You saw the paper, so you know why I didn't... yesterday, and I said, no, I didn't see it, and he told me she'd call the Times, and good Lord, what'd she say? And he said, just what you'd expect someone full of whiskey to say.
Yeah.
So, poor guys.
Terrible burden.
Problem on top of everything else.
Terrible burden for John, yeah. Yeah. I don't think she's going to be taken that seriously, frankly. I think that's the least of our problems, frankly.
Yeah.
Idea that
but she I'm sure has no first hand knowledge of anything. She waltzed into Kalmbach some. She said that they were trying to shut her up or something, and she said, don't you think it's curious that it was Kalmbach that took me to the hospital and why hasn't anybody looked into that? That's very deeply or something.
You know, make a pretty good case of that. Well, he has had a difficult wife, and he just didn't remember these things.
Yeah.
You know, but doesn't help Magruder any, does it?
Nope.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, actually, the thing about it, Bob, is that their story is the truth. I mean, they didn't prove the damn thing. You know
that's
what
right.
I mean?
That's right.
And I think that's the way they just got to. I think the difficulty in Dean's case is that they make sure he can hire a criminal lawyer and so forth and so on, but where that's going to lead him. I mean, if you look at Dean, why, I suppose...
He may show him a way around this, you know, that the technicality basis or something like that. I mean, you just...
I really feel that Dean, damn good thing here, you know what I mean? I think it... would stand on that. I mean, I personally would stand back of him on it. muscle simply can't talk, you know. And that's...
Well, but, yeah, but you can't, he's got to talk on his own charge. I mean, if he's charged directly,
yes,
unless he takes the fifth, and then you've got to fire him.
Yeah. Well, maybe that has to be done. What does that do? That raises questions about the others, huh?
Like Magruder is, if you undercut him very far, too.
Oh, Christ, I wouldn't think of undercutting him. No, sir. He's been a hero. So, you know, really.
Yeah.
Really, he's been a sturdy, like a giant. No. Not. He could, if he didn't, I mean, just sort of thinking out loud, if he wanted to say, I'll rather take the fifth, says I'm not guilty of anything, but I'm not going to get into it because it's such a fuzzy area, you know, lawyer client and so forth and so on, and I'm just not going to talk about it. So look, bam. Will you keep in touch with him? Is that the situation tomorrow, will you? And, in the meantime,
he's back in town now.
In the meantime, be sure he knows where he's back to the hill, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's in good shape.
Just thinks this won't work.
He's just, at the moment is a knotty problem that he doesn't see the answer to, but he'll get that.
Yeah, it's interesting that he's, why do you think he's sending him to McCord to the grand jury?
Theory is that America is under heat from probably and maybe up in the court and all on his own conduct that
he's overstepping.
Yeah, and that they're playing the thing the wrong way, that they're letting the Senate get out ahead of him, that, you know, he did this maneuver of sending McCord up to the Senate today. We should have kept him in the judiciary process and through the grand jury and all, and then let the Senate help. They've got plenty of time to get out, and they didn't need to be the first at bat.
That's right.
And he's got
the proper place.
Responsibility.
Proper place for this to be handled is the judiciary. That's right.
Have to see what happens, right?
You get in touch with Colson tomorrow, I suppose, too.
Yeah.